As we said, Governor Lincoln Chafee dropping some big news this afternoon. He won't be seeking re-election next year, with more than a year until a primary in September 2014. Chafee's decision changes the political landscape, of course. And joining us now to talk about the governor's move and what it all means, Rhode Island Public Radio political reporter Ian Donis and Rhode Island Public Radio political analyst Scott McKay. Gentlemen, thanks.
Hi, Dave.
Thank you, Dave.
All right. First of all, Ian, set the scene for us, please.
Yeah. News organizations across the state got an email from the governor's office today at about noon saying that the governor would be holding a news conference at 2 p.m. outside the Cranston headquarters of the State Department of Motor Vehicles. The governor's office was very tight-lipped about what this was about, although they indicated that it would be significant. So the governor began his news conference by pointing to some of his accomplishments. He talked about how his administration has cut down on the waiting time for people renewing a license or registration at the DMV, talked about how he's advocated for cities and towns, did that for a couple of minutes, and then he very bluntly said he won't be seeking re-election, and this was his basic explanation.
I enjoy those challenges, and I want to focus all my energy and time on those challenges. So I'm not going to be seeking re-election for governor. I enjoy the challenge of combat, but I also enjoy the challenge of running a government. And in this moment of Rhode Island's history, I want to devote all my time, all my energy to the task at hand, and that is running our government.
So the governor basically stayed on message there in describing another campaign as a distraction from efforts to reduce Rhode Island's high unemployment rate. We know the unemployment rate went up in July to 8.9%. He was asked about whether his low approval ratings were the explanation for why he's not running. He kind of brushed that aside, although we do know that his poll ratings have remained persistently below 30%. That's not a good level for any elected official. And he was seen as facing an uphill battle in what's expected to be what was thought at the time to be a three-way Democratic primary with expected candidates Providence Mayor Angel Taveras and State Treasurer Gina Raimondo.
Let's bring Scott McKay in. Scott, let's go back a little further in time. What do you think led to this?
Well, there was a meeting several weeks ago among Chafee's top political people, John Stevens, who's been with the governor since actually he's a boyhood friend, top aide, George Zania, his chief of staff, and Tad Devine, the consultant, who basically was the shepherd of his 2010 narrow victory for governor. And they sat around and took a look at some focus group work that they had done by Stan Greenberg, who's the pollster for Bill Clinton, paid about $30,000 for this. And it didn't look good. Focus groups, of course, are gathering opinions from everyday voters, and they weren't favorable, is what I'm told. And so they told him, you have a very steep climb, Governor, if you want to run again. It's going to take millions of dollars, which he has, and it's also going to take the stomach for a very, very negative, witheringly negative, scorched earth campaign, which he didn't have the stomach for. And Chafee basically said, why should I leave on that kind of a milieu? I think he wants to leave on top. I don't think he has the stomach. At 60 years old, he's had a long career. He's been a mayor. He's been a U.S. senator, a governor, a city councilman, a 30-year career in Rhode Island politics. I don't think he really wanted to leave with a scorched earth campaign that probably he would lose.
Ian Donis, what changed between May, relatively recent time ago, what changed between May when Chafee became an official member of the Democratic Party and right now?
Well, Dave, that was one of the main questions on the minds of reporters like myself at the news conference this afternoon. We can play a longer clip now where there's some back and forth between myself and the governor on just that question. So let's listen to that.
I'm standing here very comfortable in saying that my dad would be happy saying, leave your workplace better than you found it. And that's my goal.
Governor,
I have a prediction. That will be accomplished.
You say you enjoy these challenges. If you enjoy these challenges, what is the single reason why you've made this decision not to seek re-election?
It's the effort that goes into a campaign. It's a lot of time and effort that goes into a campaign. You know, it's not just going to the events. It's the fundraising. I thought it was at this moment in Rhode Island's history, put all your time and energy into the task at hand. And that's the biggest reason
I'm
doing this.
Why become a Democrat and position yourself for re-election if you ultimately decided not to run again?
They really are separate. I wanted to find a political home, and some might argue it was harder going into a Democratic primary. So if you're doing it for purely political reasons, you would have stayed an independent and been there in the November election. I wanted to find a political home. I'm very happy with that.
Just one other note here. It was interesting that we were under a blazing hot sun. I think many of us reporters were breaking a sweat. Chafee seemed very comfortable by comparison. He smiled frequently, said he felt good about his decision. It's almost as if he was a little bit unburdened, perhaps.
Scott and Ian, please join in. What does this mean for the governor's race? Obvious question, but at this point, what does it mean?
Well, it's interesting. What it'll set up in the Democratic side, if we're looking at it right now, and this can change. It's a year away. The filing deadline's not till June, so that's a caveat here. But it looks like Providence Mayor Angel Taveras and General Treasurer Gina Raimondo, both very formidable candidates. They're from a different generation. This is the new generation. They're in their early 40s, Chafee's 60. They're both similar in a lot of ways, Ivy League educated, relatively newcomers on the Rhode Island political scene. Both have big offices and both have fairly large ambitions. I think Chafee's getting out, the conventional wisdom would be that it would give Taveras some kind of a small advantage. But that said, Treasurer Raimondo has raised much more money than Taveras. She's sitting on about $2.1 million in a campaign kitty, and Taveras has less than half that. And really, we know money's not everything, but it's a lot of things in a political race. So that'll be something to watch. The other person who this may help is Republican Alan Fung, who's a pretty popular mayor of Cranston. He's seriously considering a race, and I think that he could be helped here if there's a very competitive knockdown, drag-out Democratic primary. The history in Rhode Island is that's the advantage to the Republican.
This will be a really fascinating campaign in sharp contrast to Chafee, whose poll ratings have been very poor. Taveras and Raimondo have consistently, since they've taken office, been among the state's most popular elected officials. If we read between the leaves a little bit, it would seem that's because voters regard them as taking head on some of the state's most pressing economic problems. And this election could very much be a referendum on who is the best leader to try and move Rhode Island past its perennial struggles for a more relevant and real economy.
Scott, at this point at 5:27 this afternoon, does Chafee automatically become a lame duck and lose some power?
Yes, he does, because every governor has a fear factor. And what happens now is we go into the last legislative session of Governor Chafee's tenure in office. The legislative leadership, the rank and file, there's not much he can do to punish them at this point. They know he's not running again. They know he's leaving office. On the other hand, I think, echoing what Ian said, I think Chafee's going to see this as a certain freedom. He's free from the manacles and the whims of politics on Smith Hill, and I think you're going to see him speak out in a much more forthright manner. He's not going to worry about any of the political downfall or push blowback that he's going to get. So basically, I think, he doesn't care about the holiday tree and such silliness things.
Few other notes. Chafee, I asked him whether he's going to endorse between Raimondo and Taveras. He said no. He was asked if he's out of politics for good. He did not rule anything out, although he said he did not have any conversation prior to this with President Obama, and said his future is unwritten. So we'll stay tuned for the next adventure of Lincoln Chafee.
Rhode Island Public Radio political reporter Ian Donis and Rhode Island Public Radio political analyst Scott McKay. Thanks to both of you, and of course, we'll be following this for a while until there's a new governor.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Thank you, Dave.